You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is White Ribbon Day, an annual campaign aiming to prevent men's violence by teaching and role modelling healthy masculinity. This year, the day is focused on tackling the causes of violence. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to White Ribbon Day ambassador Floyd Ormsby, who is encouraging people to show kindness towards our young men and to let them know that men can be caring, supportive, ethical, respectful, friendly, generous, and awesome. They start off their interview discussing White Ribbon Day and the message Ormsby wants people to take from his own experience.
White Ribbon Day is the theme for this year is teaching that young boys that it's okay to boys. The old analogy of boys being boys is it connects with the old adage of being man of the house and stepping up and being tough and boys don't cry and all of that kind of thing. And we're trying to change that focus to, hey, it's actually okay for you just to be a boy and get rid of this aggression that comes with it and basically start working towards changing violent attitudes and aggression and violence towards women. And not only that, but violence between men is what White Ribbon Day is all about.
Yeah, and that specific phrase, boys will be boys, we hear it a lot. Why can that phrase be so damaging?
When you're brought up to, for example, what started me on this road was a young lad that I started mentoring. His father had been killed in a car accident. He started getting all of this, oh, you're now the man of the house and these are the expectations of you and so on and so forth. And quite frankly, he took that on board and didn't have the time to grieve, and he actually didn't know how to deal with it. So that's probably one of the worst case analogies, but it's kind of making an excuse for poor behaviour. Oh, they're just boys being boys. Well, when you're bullying or being aggressive towards young girls, you know, these are kids at school, picking on girls or young girls or other boys, and they say, oh, it's just boys being boys, leave them alone, let it go. Well, no, you can't let it go. You can't let bullying continue. We need to stop people using boys will be used, boys will, in that context.
This particular White Ribbon Day is about addressing those underlying causes of violent behaviour. So can you talk about some of these underlying causes that may be causing men in particular to act in a violent way?
It's all about family at the end of the day. It's about their environment. It's about the words parents use. It's about, say, mothers on their own, parents, single parent families, where the parent is struggling to cope. Knowingly or unknowingly, they take their frustrations and out on their boys and girls with the words that they use. So quite frankly, it all starts with understanding good communication. For example, a lot of families grow up believing that sarcasm is funny. Well, actually, 99% of the time, sarcasm is not funny, especially when there's an individual at the other end of it. It's actually bullying. So it starts at the family unit, and it starts with how we communicate to our kids. In my case, I live with comments like, "Oh, you're gonna be an asshole just like your father." I'm 4, 5, 6 years old, and I don't even know who this man is because he was never in the picture. Suddenly I'm thinking, well, hang on, where's that coming from? We've got to be careful of the words that we choose to use as parents, as families, to our youngsters. I mean, even when my wife and I have got our grandchildren around, we might, one or the other of us might let a comment slip, and I'll look at her or she'll look at me and say, oh, hang on, we need to rephrase that.
Can you talk a bit about, as an ambassador of White Ribbon Day, why it's so important to you?
Because it shouldn't exist. We should be able to live in a society where, this is very idealistic, where bullying doesn't exist and people are just generally respectful and nice to each other. And unfortunately, that doesn't exist. And again, it comes back down to how we communicate and our upbringings and that kind of thing. So again, it comes back down to how we communicate.
you kind of touched on some ways that you're modelling or reframing the words that you're saying to your grandchildren. But can you maybe share with other men who may be listening how they can role model healthy, some ways that they can role model healthy masculinity?
It's about constantly analysing your own behaviour and constantly analysing your own communications, how you speak to people. A classic example is, as a high performance coach, I was refereeing a men's sevens game a couple of weeks ago, and I was actually being coached. I had a coach on the sideline, and there was quite a bit of aggression from one of the teams in particular. I addressed it with the two captains at half time about, hey, this is not sportsmanship. This is just straight out aggression that we don't need on this paddock, and it's unacceptable to me. What happened was that I actually carried that because my attitude, my level had come up a little bit, my tone had come up a little bit in dealing with that circumstance. I carried that through that second half, and my coach said to me afterwards, he said, what you should have done was, okay, you addressed it correctly at half time, but you should have brought yourself back down to, okay, I've said it, now park it, let it go, and carry on as you did the first half. Instead, that staunchness, if you like, for want of a better word, that slightly higher level of tone, sharper tone, whistle tone, the way I spoke to the boys when I issued a penalty or something like that was a little bit sharper than what it needed to be. In terms of other men, we need to be constantly analysing our own performance. Constantly analysing, hey, did I deal with that right? Get yourself your own mentor, your own buddy, and say, "Hey, listen, this is what happened. Can we talk this through? How could I have dealt with that better?" And it's an ongoing learning curve. It never stops.
That was Floyd Ormsby, an ambassador for White Ribbon Day, speaking about the significance of White Ribbon Day. Geez, cannot talk today. As well as encouraging people to show kindness towards young men.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.